You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. Commentator Brian Edgestone recently came across something that he found shocking and offensive.
As a rambunctious youth, I remember my grandmother saying, "Boy, I slapped a fool out of you." I hadn't thought about my grandmother's promise until I saw the Smackfest 2004, a contest held by Hot 97, one of New York's most popular hip-hop radio stations, which decided to videotape the Smackfest and air the footage on the station's website. The video featured two African-American women. They stood facing each other as a boisterous radio personality gave instructions. "One hand behind your back, open hand slaps to the cheek only, no shots above the ear, you got it? And don't slap the other person till I call your name and say go." It was serious. Sanctioned rules as if Las Vegas oddsmakers were following the action. And suddenly, it began.
Say, go! Tony, go!
The woman reached back and delivered a thunderous slap to the other woman's cheek. Smack. Her opponent's head snapped, and the woman who'd just been slapped wiped her own face. Then came another command. Keisha, go! The other woman took her turn and delivered a slap just as brutal as her opponent's had been. The slapping continued. Shakira, go! Smack. The radio personalities cheered and jumped around the station. They rooted for their favorite slappers like spectators at a dogfight. Smack, smack, smack. A female radio personality intervened. "Come on, let's go to a smack-off. These women are battling hard. This is for $1,000 in summer concert tickets. Let's go now, let's go." $1,000? And concert tickets? For slapping another woman senseless? Smack, smack, smack. Finally, one of the women landed a blow above the ear. Automatic disqualification. And at long last, the smack-fest was over. I tallied the blows, and in all total, 45 slaps had been exchanged. I wondered what the women would do after leaving the radio station. Would they go home and tell their daughters or husbands or fathers or mothers that they just spent some of their day getting slapped around by a stranger? Would they spend hours on the phone with their friends describing the burning sensation in their faces after the first 15 smacks? I didn't know these women, but they seemed very familiar to me. They resembled an aunt, a cousin, a sister, some woman who had always been held sacred by our family because they were, well, because they were black women. And there she was in this video, as men shouted at her to smack harder or to take the smack and don't cry because, after all, this is for concert tickets. After watching the video, I was compelled to call my grandmother and tell her I just learned it is impossible to slap the fool out of someone if the fool is already out.
Brian Edgestone lives in Atlanta.